The Blue Economy and Maritime Governance in Haiti, Territorial Reconstruction Between Systemic Crisis and Strategic Opportunity. 1. Haiti's Maritime Domain and Its Underutilized Economic Potential. Haiti possesses a vast maritime domain that remains largely underutilized in national development policies. In a global context where the blue economy is expanding rapidly, with its market estimated to exceed $2.4 trillion US dollars by 2026, marine resources are increasingly recognized as a strategic driver of growth for coastal economies. One. As defined by international institutions, the blue economy seeks to reconcile economic growth, job creation, and the preservation of marine ecosystems. It is based on the integrated and sustainable management of ocean resources, combining innovation, effective governance, and cross-sectoral cooperation. In Haiti, however, this dynamic remains at an early stage. The fisheries sector, dominated by small-scale artisanal fishing, accounts for more than 80% of national fish production. This structure reflects both the strong dependence of coastal communities on marine resources and the country's limited capacity to generate higher-value economic activities from the sector. 2. Maritime governance and institutional fragility. The primary obstacle to maritime development in Haiti lies in the weakness of its governance framework. Recent studies highlight institutional fragmentation, limited cross-sector coordination, and persistent difficulties in translating public policies into effective local action. 4. This situation is further exacerbated by profound political and security instability. Economic indicators reveal a projected GDP contraction of 1.7% in 2026, accompanied by inflation exceeding 20%, illustrating the country's ongoing structural fragility. 5. Under these conditions, the state's capacity to regulate maritime activities and implement effective public policies remains severely constrained. Maritime governance is therefore characterized by the absence of comprehensive marine spatial planning, weak enforcement of regulations, and insufficient monitoring and oversight. Yet recent research emphasizes that effective governance is a cornerstone of blue economy development, particularly through coordinated public policies and the active participation of local stakeholders. 6. 3. Environmental degradation and the vulnerability of coastal communities. Haiti's marine ecosystems are under increasing pressure, threatening both their resilience and their ability to support coastal populations. Widespread deforestation has accelerated soil erosion and sedimentation along the coastline, directly affecting marine habitats. The degradation of mangrove forests and coral reefs represents another major challenge. These ecosystems play a vital role in protecting coastlines, supporting fish reproduction, and maintaining biodiversity. Their gradual disappearance weakens ecological balance while undermining the livelihoods of local communities. 7. Recent evidence also points to worsening food insecurity, driven in part by environmental degradation and the economic vulnerability of the population. 8. As a result, pressure on marine resources continues to intensify, reinforcing patterns of over-exploitation. 4. The blue economy as a driver of territorial transformation. In the face of these challenges, the blue economy offers a promising pathway for territorial transformation. It extends far beyond the exploitation of marine resources, encompassing a broad range of ocean-related economic activities, including fisheries, aquaculture, tourism, maritime transport, and the circular economy. Recent initiatives across the Caribbean demonstrate the importance of integrated management and cooperation among stakeholders. Blue transformation programs supported by international organizations aim to strengthen food security, improve livelihoods, and conserve marine ecosystems. 9. Within the Haitian context, several concrete initiatives already illustrate this potential. Projects focused on reducing plastic pollution and developing recycling value chains in coastal communities demonstrate that the blue economy can simultaneously create employment opportunities and improve environmental quality. 10. Nevertheless, The success of this transition depends on a profound transformation of governance structures. Centralized approaches must be complemented by co-governance models that actively involve local communities, public authorities, and civil society organizations. Recent studies on transparency in the fisheries sector indicate that such participation is a decisive factor in achieving long-term sustainability 11. Conclusion: rebuilding through the maritime domain. The blue economy is not an immediate solution to Haiti's complex challenges. Rather, it represents a long-term development strategy based on learning, adaptation, and inclusive participation. Its success requires deep institutional reform, changes in governance practices, and stronger collaboration among stakeholders. Nevertheless, it offers a major strategic opportunity to rebuild development by placing maritime territories at the center of national policy while integrating economic, social, and environmental objectives. The sea, long marginalized in Haiti's development agenda, can thus become a central space for territorial renewal, where the relationships among the state, coastal communities, and natural resources are redefined.